It is 5:59 and you are listening to KBOO Portland. In just a few minutes, we will have bread and roses, but first, these few announcements.
Does your employer have a matching gifts program? Many companies offer a dollar-for-dollar matching charitable contribution for donations you make to KBOO. The impact of your gift may be doubled or possibly tripled. Participating companies also match gifts made by re-entries and or spouses. Oh, by retires and or spouses. Matching gifts are a great way for you to maximize your membership dollars. Check with your company's human resources or accounting departments to find out if your employer matches charitable contributions, then request a matching gift form. For more information on companies making matching gifts, go to kboo.fm/employer matching.
KBOO Community Radio, along with Street Roots Newspaper, is proud to co-sponsor Amy Goodman's Portland appearance Sunday, May 8th, at the Aladdin Theater. She'll be talking about Democracy Now, 20 years covering the movements changing America. Her new book, co-authored by David Goodman and Dennis Moynihan. And Amy will be doing a book signing after the talk. All proceeds go to benefit KBOO and Street Roots Newspaper. Again, that's Amy Goodman on Sunday, May 8th at the Aladdin Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm/democracynowbenefit. Democracy is coming to the
USA. KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Inner City Blues Festival's Healing the Healthcare Blues on Saturday, April 16th from 6 p.m. to midnight at the North Portland Eagles Lodge in Portland. The campaign for universal healthcare for every citizen is growing around the United States. Our local organization, Healthcare for All Oregon, has brought the movement to the stage for an outreach and fundraising mega concert featuring Vicki Stevens and the True Blue Lady Cat, Rosalind Hunters with LaRonda Steele, Terry Raw, Norman Sylvester Band, and many more. KBOO will be broadcasting live from the event. Again, that's Healing the Healthcare Blues on Saturday, April 16th from 6 p.m. to midnight at the North Portland Eagles Lodge, 7611 North Exeter Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Bread and Roses, Feminist News and Public Affairs. Bread and Roses is a diverse collective of women-identified radio activists. We give voice to those working for social justice and equity globally and locally, and we strive to challenge systems of oppression. Among these topics, individuals of our collective have the freedom to discuss themes that they are passionate about. If you would like to follow our story, you can like our page on Facebook by getting updates and viewing behind-the-scenes photos. We are also on the web at www.kboo.fm/bread and roses. If you are interested in hosting, producing, engineering, or joining the collective, please contact KBOO's volunteer manager at volunteer@kboo.org. My name is Jordan Michelle, and tonight I will be your host for Bread and Roses. Before I begin, I'd like to put out a disclaimer that this is my first time doing a show by myself without any guest. The behind the scenes story is that earlier this week I was really sick. I had a sinus infection. My voice was completely gone, and I was like, there's no way I'm doing a radio show this Friday. Like, it's not gonna happen. So now that it's Friday, I'm like, I got my voice back. Do I want to cancel my show and play a rerun? Or do I want to challenge myself and just go ahead and do it myself and see how it goes? And hopefully it comes out fun this way. So my audience, you guys are my co-host. So I'm going to open up the lines tonight for the conversation I'm going to be having. And of course, because of my lack of preparation, I'm going to be talking about topics that are very easy for me to discuss. And one of them is relationships. Conversation around relationships. I could talk about this all day. So I'm about to kick up my feet and we're going to have this conversation because it's always fun to talk about love and to talk about life in general. To start off, I'm 23 years old. And so a lot of my perspective is going to come from my group of individuals. So I am a millennial, and I follow a lot of social media, and social media is really big in the realm of relationships, and lots of people voice their opinions about love and relationships on social media. So for me, I'd like to share my perspective of love. And love for me means it's very selfless. It's an act of kindness. It can be sexual. It can be, you know, intimate. It can be friendships. It can mean a lot of things. But love is definitely also spiritual for me, being that I'm a religious person. But in our generation, in my generation, lots of young folk would argue that we live in a generation where we aren't in love, or we can't fall in love. And a lot of it is because we don't like commitment. No one is loyal. Everyone just wants to be single and just do what they want to do. They're afraid of commitment. And I know that these are problems that every generation has gone through. And of course, every generation thinks that they're the only ones who are going through it. But I think that social media puts a sense of pressure, or added pressure, onto what a relationship looks like because of how it's perceived. So for example, there's a really big hashtag that goes around on social media called relationship goals. And what relationship goals is, you know, young folk will see a picture of a couple, you know, cuddling or smiling or hugging or whatever, and they think it's cute. So I think, oh, relationship goals. Or if they follow a couple for a long period of time, they're like, oh, you know, they have that longevity. You can see that they love each other. But no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. Okay, a picture is just a picture. Social media is only what people allow you to see. And it's honestly a hashtag that I don't agree with personally. I have been in a relationship for 3 years, and I think, you know, I'm in a pretty healthy relationship, but I've also witnessed lots of relationships, long-term relationships, that were very unhealthy off of social media. And people think that, you know, it's a perfect world, and it's not. So no, your relationship goals aren't based off of that. So if you guys have any comments or want to discuss this with me, please call in. The phone number to join me in this conversation is 503-231-8187. Again, if you want to join in on this conversation about love and social media and how it affects our perspective, and how do you feel about relationship goals on social media, the phone number is 503-231-8187. And just to kind of continue on what I was saying on relationship goals and people's view from the outside looking in, you know, it's not always healthy on the inside, and a lot of that has to do with lack of communication. I am really big on communication. I've had 3 relationships in my life, and I would say that the biggest thing that stood out now in a relationship that I would consider, you know, marriage worthy is that good communication, being able to talk about the good and the bad, not being able to have any filters, being able to work through your problems. Because a lot of the time people are just, oh, you know, brush it over and then want to bring it back into conversation once another problem arises. It's like, wait, I thought we squashed that a long time ago, you know? So I think it's really important to have communication. I think it's important to be honest. And honesty can really hurt, you know, you personally, depending on how sensitive you are. Because I would say in my relationship, you know, if I hear something about myself that I know about, but I don't necessarily, I'm not proud of it, it hurt, sometimes hurt. But that is the best kind of advice, the best kind of communication to have, so that you can be a better person. And if you're in a relationship, you know, or for me, I don't want to give anyone any advice. I'm really just want to just talk about things that I've observed. Is to be honest and the people who tell the truth, yeah, it might hurt, but it's also the people that you know you can trust and who are going to try and assist you and help you be a better person. And I hope that, you know, the conversations that us as a generation are having in a relationship isn't so surface, you know. I think it's really important to have deep conversations, to be in tune with what's going on in the world, and to be able to talk about family, and to be able to talk about, you know, life goals and achievements that you've had, and really soak that in and support each other. So, I love love. I really can't talk about this all day, but to kind of transition for myself. I consider myself to be an old soul musically, the way I dress, and I feel like a lot of it has to do with me being surrounded by my parents who have been married, I want to say 28 years now, and just watching them and growing up around them, they have really set a template for the kind of relationship that I want to be in. And it's really inspiring for me. And I think because I've had good teachers, I know what to look for in a partner. I think I have a call coming in. Okay, so Carolyn, do we have a Carolyn on the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Carolyn.
I turned my radio off, so it's just you and me as far as I can tell.
Okay.
I'm at the other end of the scale, and I'm still kicking strong.
Okay.
I'm not going to give my age. I'm a home care worker.
Okay.
I'm a member of SEIU Local 99, which is the home care local of the statewide 503.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm viewing the relationship thing as you said, well, as nobody can tell there's a problem. The mm-hmm. thing is that problems can be voiced very loudly or very quietly.
True.
And so my it's a chuckle, and as I say, it depends on how well the place you're living in is built as to if people can hear you having difficulty.
Okay. So you're saying that sometimes when we see these relationships depicted and there is a problem, but we might not see it, are you saying there should be avenues or a way to?
No, well, I'm commenting on the way homes are built.
Homes are built.
Sometimes a loudly spoken statement or whatever can mm-hmm. be heard across an alley because the person is yelling that loud.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes mm-hmm. things are said so quietly that only the person in the room can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And they can both be problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's just a comment from your comment.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned that sometimes it's the negatives that teach us the most.
Okay.
And the negatives that we experience.
Right.
Yes, no, I don't want that.
Or, right.
No, that does not feel good.
Right.
Or kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that my, after several decades more than you have expressed your youth,
mm-hmm.
you're in some ways you're still a youth
mm-hmm.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's courageous to say your age in these times. There's another factor, and that is that after people have finished a college degree,
mm-hmm.
they can be totally different than they were during or before the degree started.
True.
They started the work. So that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
And you change if you're going through the degree work as well as everybody else
mm-hmm.
who goes through degree, working a degree.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just even a BA or a BS.
Yes.
Then there's the rest of it.
Yeah.
And that's another consideration in terms of life partner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In my circumstance, I have a partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let that be just to be understood that I'm simply not married.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
gender irrelevant
mm-hmm.
because I'm talking about universal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I find that it's really important. I do this, try to do this every day with everyone I meet. It is look for the special quality that each person has. And as you do that, if you're looking at relationships, you need to always be awake to the least quality, the one that person or those people have difficulty with. There's an interesting equal and opposite around human beings
mm-hmm.
that you don't find in four-footed animals frequently.
Yeah. Yes, Carolyn, you make some very great points, and I thank you for calling in and sharing your opinion on this topic. Thank you.
The thing is that the most important quality or the qualities in plural is from a spiritual connection. And that's another topic, another area of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
People don't have to have a particular, I'll use the Nordic reference of denomination,
mm-hmm.
to be really spirit.
Mm-hmm.
People, human beings are spirit. It's just a matter of what their cognition factor is about it.
Right, right. All right.
And
yes, so thank you. Thank you, Carol.
Really important things about
yes.
relationships that everyone, whether they are in one, they think, or not in one, they think.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. Thank you again for calling. I really appreciate it. We're going to keep this conversation going. I think Carolyn made a couple of very good points as far as, you know, we are experiencing when we're in relationships, good and bad. And it's good that when you do have those bad situations to take those and say, okay, I know what not to look for in the next relationship. But then also to look at the great qualities in everyone, to always have a good sense of hope that everyone is looking out for your best interest. But at the same time, you need to be careful with that because not everyone does. I always tend to try and look for the good in people. And you know, that saying where don't take my kindness for weakness, that is a major key in any friendship or relationship. And I think that's really crucial. So, again, thank you for calling in. And I'm also open to more calls if you want to chat. So the next thing I want to talk about is in relationships. How, you know, is age a factor when you think about marriage? And like my caller was just saying, is marriage important to some people? And why isn't it? You know, I feel like the value of marriage from my generation, is not the same as it used to be. And I know times are changing. People have different viewpoints and everyone wants to be, you know, open-minded and not so, you know, structured to certain thing. I don't know what it is. But for me, again, marriage is very important to me. And like I was saying earlier, my parents have been married for 28 years and they've shown me that it can be successful. And yes, you know, with divorce rates just skyrocketing in this day and age, it's hard to believe in marriage, and it's hard for people to see marriages being successful. And I have a couple of friends actually who don't have that example, so it's hard for them to envision themselves married. But then it does take maybe a strong partner or someone to come into your life to show you that it is possible, and that, you know, you can see this person, you see yourself being with this person for a long period of time. But is age a factor when it comes to marriage? Because there's a lot of people, you know, in their younger 20s who are having children, who are getting married. But when you think about marriage, are you also thinking about, you know, you individually as a person? And this is a frequent conversation that I've had with my parents about, you know, Jordan, you should establish yourself first, you know, and then look into getting married or starting a family. And then there's those people like, oh, if you love a person, just get married when you, like, now, why not? Why wait? You know? So if you guys want to call in and kind of share your thoughts on whether or not you should wait to get married until you established yourself, and what does establishing yourself mean? How do you define that? How successful do you have to be to know that you're ready for marriage or you're ready for children? And again, the phone number is 503-231-8187. Again, it's 503-231-8187. Yeah, so for me, you know, I think that I could get married tomorrow. And maybe that's just because I'm just in love with love, and the partner that I'm with right now, I just know it with my heart of hearts that I could marry him and live happily ever after, you know, and I know that there's going to be challenges. I've seen that. And but then there's also that side where I said, okay, I did recently graduate college and I do have a lot to fulfill for myself. And then it's that measurement of, do I want to be selfish and do what I need to do? Or can I make room for sacrifice? Because if I were to be married, I'd be one and I'll have to make a lot of sacrifices and compromises in that marriage to be able to pack myself up and leave and travel. You know, a lot of things can happen. And then, you know, is it always up to the woman to relocate herself for the man? Or should the man, you know, compromise himself to move to where, you know, his women are a significant other, whatever the case is, to pack up and move his things or her things? So I constantly debate about this with myself, and I have conversations with different people of all different ages to really see if what is the good decision, or is it a right time, or is there no right time? I think I have a caller. Jenny, do you have or want to share your opinion about this?
Yes. I happen to be on the way to the store, and I was listening to your radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I caught the last few minutes of your radio broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Not your radio broadcast, but the caller.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of interesting because there were some things I was just roaming through my mind, so I just decided to call and chime in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my late 50s, so okay. I came from that era of your parents.
Okay.
And the best way I can liken what I am about to say, because I'm a, you know, born again Christian,
mm-hmm.
I have a relationship with Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
is that if you had on a few layers of clothing,
mm-hmm.
and as the day went on and it got warmer, you start taking off one layer at a time. And depending on who you are as a person, and it was funny, some statements that you made about different people and just, you know, this era now. Some people are turning or becoming very liberal and open in the way they do and do things now. Some people more conservative. And we're in a time now where people are, and like I said, I'm a Christian, so I build my life around the word of God.
Yes.
I had an issue with some of the things your caller was saying in terms of spiritual, because nowadays people have different views about what they consider spiritual or God. But according to the verse, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming to the Father except by me. So there are a lot of people now who basing what they call spiritual around, you know, what whatever it is, belief system they're into, and it plays into how they live and how they view marriage. Now, because God is the author of marriage, he performed, you might as well say, the first marriage, Adam and Eve. And it was funny because I've been doing a study on it for a reason. and he made, when you go to the word, he made Adam first. But before he even made Adam, he made Adam on the sixth day. But before he made Adam, he made all the things that gave Adam purpose. He gave, he made all the things that, when God made man and a woman, he designed them to have different roles. And for some women now, it's offensive that God designed a man to be a provider. He, that's what he made a man to be a provider, a protector, you know. And now with all this equality and all this stuff, a lot of stuff have blurred the lines. And this generation now really don't have no clear understanding about a lot of things now, because in terms of that point I was making about taking things off, you got people in Hollywood that, you know, it's almost like making having children like some sort of a fashion statement, you know, or creating different ways of bringing children into the world, into relationships or situations. And now we're in, you know, we're in a time where it, children, it's kind of like the way God designed it. Children need their parents. We're in a time now where people really need children to make them feel whole or make them feel validated. Or whatever.
Jenny? Jenny, yes, I want to cut you off really quick, and I appreciate you, you know, you sharing your opinion, and you know, I open the line so everyone can share their opinions, but I don't want to digress. And I think that, yes, my previous caller, she had her opinions, and you have yours, and I am a strong believer as well. But I definitely want to get back onto the subject of marriage, and yes, it means a variety of different things for different people. So to continue this conversation, you know, there isn't a right time. You know, just by observation and through conversation with people, I think everyone just needs to do what they need to do that's best for them. And if you're willing to compromise for the sake of your relationship, then great. But yeah, so that's how I feel about that. The next thing is, I was mentioning sacrificing and selfishness. Okay, we talked about that. Now, life goals. In this state of being in your 20s, like I said, I'm 23. I'm not afraid to say how old I am. You know, and transitioning out of college, now it's, you have this platform to be like, okay, now where do I go? I have this degree. Some people may or may not know exactly what they want to do with it. But it's like, okay, where do you start? You know, and for me, I went into AmeriCorps, and I think that was great because I was able to give back to my community and also develop soft job skills and establish that work experience so that I can get into whatever work field I wanted to get into. But then it's like, okay, what's next? You know, so before I dive into this conversation, I do want to take a break. We've been talking a while, and I know my guest had a lot to say. So let's go to a quick music break and we'll jump back into the conversation. Thank you.
This land is your land.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jordan Michelle, and you are listening to Bread and Roses on KBOO Radio. So tonight, I'm kind of winging it here. I have a couple of topics that I'm comfortable speaking about. I've had a couple of callers, and they've been very interesting, if you've been listening. So I talked a little bit about relationships and just my views on love and my generation and how social media has a really big impact on love and how... my views on marriage and is it a good time to get married at this young age or if I should, you know, wait it out and, achieve some of my own personal goals first, or should I just, you know, jump into marriage and make that sacrifice and compromise with someone. So again, we're having this conversation, but I would like to transition into life goals being a 20-year-old. So going into this, I'd like to read this quote that I see everywhere, and it's actually a poster that you can buy in stores, and it reads this. It says, "This is your life. Do what you love and do it often. If you don't like something, change it. If you don't like your job, quit. If you don't have enough time, stop watching TV. If you are looking for the love of your life, stop. They will be waiting for you when you start doing things you love. Stop overanalyzing. All emotions are beautiful. When you eat, appreciate it. Every last bite. Life is simple. Open your mind, arms, and heart to new things and people. We are united in our differences. Ask the next person you see what their passion is and share your inspiring dreams with them. Travel often. Getting lost will help you find yourself. Some opportunities only come once. Seize them. Life is about the people you meet and the things you create with them. So go out and start creating. Live your dream. Life is short, and wear your passion." So this quote I just absolutely love, and I've been opening the lines tonight for callers, and I think I have another one. Robert, are you here?
Yep, I'm still here.
Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in.
Yep.
Yes. Well,
So what you were talking about earlier about your parents trying to tell you about finding yourself before you get into a relationship.
Yes.
Kind of what, like, my parents have had about the same length of relationship that your parents have, and kind of similar situation in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
What I kind of have figured out and learned from them is once you not base your relationship upon the other person, it's more base your relationship on yourself and not use the other person as a crux for finding yourself. So.
Yes. No, that is a great point.
Yeah.
And so do you think that you can honestly still do your own thing, but still being in a relationship without crutching yourself, doing your own thing, but in a marriage?
To a point. I mean, it's about finding the compromise point. Once you get to the point of marriage, a friend of mine and just got married, and they absolutely love each other, adore each other, just had a kid, and he wants to go out sometimes, and it's not that, it's like he just wants to make sure that she's cool. She lets
him.
And it's not even like, it's really weird terminologies for it. I don't use it. Don't have it down right, but it's like they work it out, and they come out sometimes they don't. It's just they figure out what they're trying to do,
right?
And it's taking two people and trying to make it into more of a one person scenario,
right. Yeah, and that's what I agree with. And I feel like if you have that relationship you've established, you guys like the same things. You know, you like going out sometimes, not all the time, and you've actually set and grounded those, not rules, but those agreements, then it should be easy, right? It should be easy.
Well, I mean, as easy as anything can be.
Right. Exactly. Marriage has its challenges, but I definitely agree with you, and I thank you for sharing that with me.
Yep. Well, I appreciate the conversation.
Yes. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
All right.
You as well.
All right, so I want to thank Robert again for calling in. So I just read an awesome quote that I love, and this is really crucial for me, this quote. It literally just speaks my heart. It's everything that I'm experiencing right now in my life, just about living your life. Do what you love often, you know, don't do things that don't make you happy. You know, happiness is so important to me in life. And you know, I've met a lot of people who would choose that job that makes a lot of money versus the job that really fulfills them. And they wake up every day feeling like they're not going to work, you know, that they're waking up doing their passion. And I'm definitely one of those people. I definitely don't want to wake up every morning dreading work. And some people, you know, don't have that option. You know, if you have to provide for yourself or for your family, you got to do what you got to do. And it might not be the best job in the world, but that's why I think at this age, it's so crucial that, you know, us young folk are really diving in and we're exploring our passions. And like the quote says, it says, seize opportunities. Do not say no to anything. You know, speak to people. I think another thing wrong with our generation is that we're so quick to put our headphones in and not want to communicate or not want to talk to the person next to us on the bus or in the park. And you never know what you're going to miss out on. You know, we're scared of networking. We hide it behind these text messages and our screens. And that's, you know, LinkedIn and email is not always going to get you the job. It's that face-to-face interaction. All right, I have another call. Jim.
Hi.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Hey, I like the quote that you read a few minutes ago.
Yes.
It reminds me a whole lot of something from my past.
Ooh, what is it?
Well, it's a little thing called Desiderata.
Desiderata.
Yes.
Ooh, let me look that up.
Oh, written in 1927, it says, go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence.
Ooh.
And it goes on from
mm-hmm.
there.
Okay.
It sounds like the same thing.
Yeah, it might be.
And like you just read a 21st century version. This was written in 1927.
Ooh, I just looked it up, and yes, it does seem pretty similar. Wow, it's a lot longer, but...
Yeah, only a little bit longer, you know, mm-hmm. but it has wonderful gems of wisdom, you know, take kindly the counsel of the years.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, thank you so much. Now I have another quote to really look at, analyze, and pick apart and apply it to my life. Thank you, Jim.
That was my point, and I'm glad that, okay, I'm
yes.
glad it made a point.
Yes, it did.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
You do. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Thank you. All right. So like I was saying, and like Jim is saying, you know, it's really important to really get in tune with yourself and figure out what your passion is and just love what you're doing. For me, at this point, I want to prevent myself from being stagnant. You know, I want to step out of my comfort zone and I need to finish projects. I need to do things that I say I'm going to do. And I think another thing is comparing yourself to others. That is just, that just really diminishes, you know, your self-esteem. And I'm a victim of this. I'm always, you know, scrolling through my timeline or I'm talking with friends or I'll look at successful people online and I'll just say like, wow, you know, they're 23 or they're this age or they're doing this and they're doing that. And that's just their story, really. That's all it is. And that's something that me, myself, has to accept. And even if you're dealing with the same thing I'm dealing with, it's important to know that, you know, your story is going to be different from the others and your journey is going to be different. Because sometimes I look at 30-year-olds and see that they're where I'm at. And then I'm saying, okay,
I'm glad I'm a little ahead of the game, but then at the same time, who knows what they had to go through in their 20s to be where they're at right now. And maybe what they did in their 20s was everything that they wanted, and now that's why they're going to school. You know what I mean? It could be all kind of things. So, you know, it's really important not to compare yourself to others, you know, whether it's, you know, body image, success, all of the above, I have to constantly remind myself. But this quote again, that I read, it says to travel often. Oh, I love to travel. I want to see the world so bad. And, you know, I sit and think, like, most of my life is going to be spent working. So I need to find a job that's going to, you know, allow me to travel and explore and really do the things that I love. And again, I was saying that, you know, not everyone sees themselves. Not see themselves, but they'd rather just work for the money. But then it's like, how do you work for money but then not get to enjoy the pleasures of your labor? You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm in a really awkward stage in my life, and I know that I have other friends who are in the same phase as me, as where it's like, okay, I have this passion. What do I do with it? Create, make those connections. Like I was saying, don't hide behind a screen, because, you know, your communication via the internet is going to go only as far. But if you make that personal connection, that face to face, that's where you'll leave your mark. And networking is so crucial. That's something I've definitely learned. So, again, I just want to mention the phone number to call in. It's 503-231-8187. And again, I'm just speaking from my perspective, my generational life goals, relationships. But I do want to go to another quick music break, and we'll come back. Thank you.
Talking about that.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jordan Michelle on Bread and Roses, and you're listening to KBOO Radio. Tonight, I'm having just an open forum. You guys are my co-host. I'm here by myself, just chatting it up, talking about a couple of things that I love, which is love and relationships and life goals, coming from a millennial perspective. I am opening up the lines for discussions. If you like to join in, the phone number to call in is 503-231-8187. Now, before we went to the music break, I had read a quote that actually I think I want to read one more time for those who didn't hear. I just love it so much. So it says, "This is your life. Do what you love and do it often. If you don't like something, change it. If you don't like your job, quit. If you don't have enough time, stop watching TV. If you're looking for the love of your life, stop. They will be waiting for you when you start doing things you love. Stop overanalyzing. All emotions are beautiful. Life is simple. When you eat, appreciate every last bite. Open your mind, arms, and heart to new things and people. We are united in our own differences. Ask the next person you see what their passion is and share your inspiring dream with them. Travel often. Getting lost will help you find yourself. Some opportunities only come once, so seize them. Life is about the people you meet and the things you create with them. So go out and start creating. Live your dream and wear your passion. Life is short." All right, so I read that on a poster at one of my friend's house, and I was like, oh, yes, this is my life. I love it. It's beautiful. I'm taking it with me. I'm going to live by it. And because I've been talking about relationships and life goals, there's one thing that stood out, just one thing. Everything stood out to me, but there's one thing related to the topic I'm talking about tonight where it says, "If you're looking for the love of your life, stop. They will be waiting for you when you start doing things you love." And I think that's so important. You know, everyone is looking for love and looking for their lifetime partner. And really, it's cliche, but they will come when you least expect it. And like this quote says, you will find them in the places or the things that you love to do. Why not find the partner of your dreams doing something that you're passionate about? You know, just how automatic, that's an automatic click right there, you know? So, and I can definitely testify to that. I met my partner in an environment where I was around lots of friends and I met him on my college campus. And of course, I want someone who's gone to school and has similar goals set for themselves. It was a perfect setup. I guess that's a good transition onto what I would like to close with. And that's far as school. You know, my whole life, I've had a love-hate relationship with school, and I like school when I understand the work that I'm doing, and I hate school when I don't. But at the same time, college was really difficult for me, and I think it was difficult for me because at the time I didn't know what I wanted to major in. And when that's the case, it's hard to stay motivated or to stay focused because it's like, I don't know what's at the end of the tunnel. I know I have this degree, but I don't know where I'm going with it. So, again, I had mentioned that I am having callers, and I think I have one. So, Laura, are you with me?
I am, yes.
Hi, Laura. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, of course.
The topic reminded me of something. So I'm 25, and the last year,
yes,
a big thing for me has been the realization that, like, it's being whatever you want to define it as, but
yes,
like, it's not about me. And so seeing everything through the framework of, like, it's not really about you has been really helpful to me because I've interpreted it as it's about, like, the community. And so as an individual, you only have so much power, but the extent to which you can contribute and participate in your community is way more powerful. So just for me, that's been a big thing, and it's, all of this kind of reminded me of that.
Yes. And I receive that. And I actually believe that too. I've done lots of volunteer work. Like I said earlier, I did AmeriCorps, and I'm starting to realize that, you know, the impact that we have in our communities is going to be a lot greater for our future generations than what's happening present in our lives. Is that kind of like what you're saying?
But even, you know, the context of the quote that you were talking about where, you know, you'll find that love of your life when you start doing things you love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of the idea of, like, projecting what you want in the world yourself through your actions and that sort of thing. So even, like, you know, get pretty and dress up for your partner because you want them to have a partner who, like, reflects that beauty back to them.
Yes.
Like, little things like that.
Yes.
So, like, just with your actions, acting, you know, in the interest of others, it's been really mind-blowing. But it can also be really scary when you realize it's not about you.
Right. Very interesting perspective. Thank you for sharing. I really appreciate
it. Of course. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you. All right. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. I like that look out on life. And then, again, you'll meet the person of your dreams when you least expect it, when you're not thinking about yourself. You're just doing you. You're exposing your passion into the world, and who knows what will come of it. So thank you, Laura, for that. So continuing, I was speaking about school and how college was a struggle for me because I didn't necessarily know what my passion was at that time. I had changed my degree like 3 times. And, you know, for me, it was frustrating. I'm like, oh, I don't want to go be in school. But then from my colleagues, they're like, oh, I know I want to be a doctor, or I know I want to be an engineer, and I know I have to take these steps to get there. So it made more sense. That's what motivated them to get to graduation day, you know, because they know what they wanted and it was right there. It was a clear path. And for, you know, I consider myself a creative. For me, it's just like, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to do this. I want to do that. I have so many things I want to do, and it doesn't all fit in one major. And it might not even fit in a major at all. So, you know, now that I've graduated, and then I have had people on my ears talking about, oh, Jordan, you need to go back and get your master's. You know, the college degree, bachelor's, whatever, is the equivalent of a high school diploma. And I'm just like, oh, geez, you know, I didn't even like going to college. Like, how am I going to go get my master's? And then what am I going to get my master's in? And, you know, and then there's that stress. So I know we're getting closer to the end of the show, but I definitely, you know, I'm always open to hear people's opinions about school and how people use it. Because that can definitely be stressful in this time in our lives. You know, Laura, she was 25, I'm 23, you know, everyone's going through this battle about where are we going? But again, I hope that you guys can take that that quote that I read and really think about your life and where you are in it. And are you following your passion? Are you waking up loving what you do? And if not, why? Really that simple. And I know it's bigger than that, and it's more complicated than that, but I really hope that all of you have a chance to really find the love of your life, find love within yourself, find those healthy friendships, and also to set life goals for yourself and to be able to learn from others. I think I have another call, but getting down to the end of the show. But yeah, definitely. Thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. This is my first show by myself, and I was so nervous, so nervous. But you guys made it easy for me, and I really appreciate it. You guys have a great evening. Again, this is Bread and Roses on KBOO, and I'm Jordan Michelle. Have a great night. I got a feeling.
The religion of Judaism and the political philosophy of Zionism must be completely separated. Judaism is a religion. Zionism is a political philosophy. And this confusion is well done to keep people more confused. But we're revolutionaries and we believe in dialectics. Out of confusion comes clarity.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Pan-African Film Series. This month, April 27th at 6 p.m., will be a screening of Kwame Ture on Zionism as Africa's Enemy at the Smith Student Union at Portland State University. Kwame Ture, formerly known as Stokely Carmichael, gives a talk on the Zionist movement, the difference between Zionism and Judaism. Again, that's the Pan-African Film Series of Kwame Ture on Zionism as Africa's Enemy, Wednesday, April 27th at 6 p.m. at the Smith Student Union, room 236 at PSU, 1825 Southwest Broadway in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to sponsor Wamba, the Analog Cafe, Thursday, April 14th at 10 p.m. Wamba is a Portland-based band that mixes traditional West African rhythms from Ghana with jazz, funk, and Afrobeat styles. Thursday, April 14th, there will be a special two-set performance. The evening starts at 10 p.m. in the Analog Cafe, 720 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm. at the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
It's 7 o'clock and you're listening to KBOO Portland. We are playing an encore episode of Hard Knock Radio about food justice, keeping in mind recent struggles in Portland around a certain restaurant called Colonial something something something. Stay tuned.
One, two, three, four.